Lord, as I was reading these texts upstairs, you know, just I saw his fatherly heart, you know, like, you know what I really want, is that you love each other and care for each other. I mean, if you don't want to eat some food, that's a good idea, you know. If you want to get dressed up in sackcloth and ashes, that's okay. But when you persecute your workers, you don't pay them. You see the hungry and don't feed them. You see the ones who are cold and don't have clothes, and you don't clothe them. How can this be a fast that pleases me? You're not taking care of each other. On your fast day, you carry out your own pursuit and you drive all your laborers. Now, I've told you over and over again, the most important thing you do is to take care of each other. And I felt that was really like I was amazed at the heart of the Father as I was reading this. You know, his care for the poor people out there who are on the street and cold. Now, most of them are a little bit, you know, mentally troubled. But they're still cold. And who shows them the face of kindness, you see? And I really thought we should put a lot of attention on that. The two areas that I think we are called upon this Lent to work on are taking care of the poor and protecting the unborn. And, you know, I don't know why this story, I've told it to you before, but some years by now, the community gave me a pretty nice leather jacket, you know, one of those you zip up, pretty great. And I was at prayer one morning, and the Lord said, I want you to give that jacket away to the poor. I said, I got another one I could give them, you know. No, that one. So I gave it away, put it over in the bin over there. And I thought, he has somebody in mind for that. And he's telling me to give it away. So I did. And I haven't been cold. You know, I got another coat, you know, it's all right. But it's we should pray this Lent that we understand and experience the Father's heart and his care for everyone, you know, and how he wants us to care for everyone. If you eat an extra piece of bread in the morning, malish. But if you pass somebody who's cold and hungry and don't give them a dollar for a meal or something, there's something wrong. And I just had that strong awareness of the Father's heart saying, look, what I'm telling you to do is to care for each other. Care for these women whose hearts have been so twisted that they're ready to kill their own children to be free of inconvenience, shame, if it's, you know, if it's out of wedlock, if it, you know, they're willing to kill their children. Who taught them that? Did I ever teach anybody to do that? Where did you learn that? You see, stop that. You know, not only the poor person and the person out of work, but the person in the womb. Take care of them. So I really am urging everybody, you know, to not let this beautiful reading, which I feel, I don't know whether it's a message for the whole church, I'm not the Pope, I don't have to figure that out, but I am the chaplain here, and I know that this is a word for us. You know, if you eat a ham sandwich, that's not so bad, but if you neglect the poor, that's very bad. And so, just pray. And think of the ways that we're supposed to. It was just beautiful, but I was aware, I could feel the Father's concern for the poor, the cold, the hungry, the infants in the womb. I could feel it. And this is what that text is saying, right? Your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would today that you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the matter of fasting, I wish? Keeping a day of penance that a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? He's pretty mad, isn't he? This is the fast I wish. Release those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on them. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he shall say, Hineni, behold me. I've explained that before, haven't I? You know, that, for instance, is Genesis 22. The text says, and God put Abram to the test. And so he calls out, Abram. And Abram says, Hineni, behold me. Now God is saying it. Rashi, when he reads that, he says, it is the sign of a man of God that he agrees to whatever God wants before he even knows what it is. And that's why he says, Abraham, and Abraham says, Hineni. And here it says, you shall call for help, and I will say, God will say, Hineni, at your service. You take care of these people, and I'll take care of you. So I really would hope everybody, I might write a little note to the whole community or something, but I really think, let's do something physical. Feel it. I can't give away my leather jacket. I did it already. But, you know, do stuff. Care for those who are hungry and cold. And if you skip a sandwich once in a while, that's good too.